From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The death toll from Saturday's powerful earthquake in Ecuador has now reached more than 270, with 2,500 more injured. Geophysicist Jessica Turner with the U.S. Geological Survey tells VOA it was a 7.8 magnitude quake.
It was right off the coast of Ecuador, so being a large magnitude near a populated area and also being of shallow depth, meaning it was close to the surface, caused all the damage and fatalities that we are seeing with this earthquake.
And across the Pacific, two earthquakes on Japan's Kyushu Island has left at least 42 dead. Brazilian lawmakers have voted to back the impeachment process for President Dilma Rousseff. Opposition to Rousseff has increased in recent months with accusations she illegally covered up government budget shortfalls in 2014 to increase her chances for re-election. Rousseff denies the accusations. 68-year-old leader was first elected in 2010, then again in 2014, continuing 13 years of leadership by the leftist Workers' Party. The government of Gambia is defending the arrest of several opposition leaders and their supporters. This is why UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for immediate and unconditional release of those arrested. President Yahya Jammeh, who seized power in 1994, is regularly accused of rights abuses. Mali has made another arrest in connection with the March 13 attack by Islamic extremists on a beach resort in Ivory Coast that left 19 dead. The suspect, identified as Alou Doumbia, is believed to have been the driver for the jihadis who attacked Grand Bassam. This is VOA News. About 7,000 demonstrators marched against extremism Sunday through central Brussels. The city is still in shock over last month's terrorist attacks that killed 32. Suicide bombers set off blasts at the Brussels airport and in a subway station. Police have arrested six suspects so far, and they say the extremist cell that attacked Brussels was linked to the November night of terror in Paris that left 130 dead. Envoys from Yemen's warring parties are in Kuwait for a third try today at United Nations-mediated talks aimed at ending an 18-month conflict that's killed more than 6,000 people and created a devastating humanitarian crisis in the region's poorest country. Conflict has pitted the Sunni government of President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi against Houthi rebels who seized the capital Sana'a in September 2014, driving the president into exile. A Saudi-led Sunni military coalition started Houthi targets, started attacking those targets. Last week, the UN Special Envoy on Yemen told the Security Council that success at the peace talks will require difficult compromises. Oil prices dropped today after major oil-producing nations failed to agree on a production freeze to help stabilize the market. Ministers from 18 OPEC and non-OPEC countries said Sunday after meeting in Qatar they need more time to make a decision about capping production at January levels. VOA asked oil analysts Carl Larry of Frost & Sullivan why they need more time.
The issue here is that everybody has to get on the same page. And when it comes down to oil and money and power, everybody has to share. And that's always been a problem with OPEC. It's sharing the wealth. So I think everybody wants to do this. They want to see higher oil prices to make their incomes better, their economies better. But it's a matter of sharing that at the same time.
Ministers are seeking stability after oil prices dropped from more than $100 a barrel 2 years ago to the current price around $40 a barrel. Americans are increasingly focused on the mechanics of presidential nominating system as Republicans confront the possibility that no candidate will have an absolute majority of delegates to the party's national convention in July. That possibility was underscored Saturday when contender Ted Cruz won all the delegates in Wyoming. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is heavily favored to win Tuesday's election in New York. And Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are also competing for delegates. But unless Sanders wins virtually all remaining states by wide margins, Clinton is heavily favored to go to the Democratic convention with the majority of delegates.
That's the latest world news from VOA.